Some energetic bluegrass music there from Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. Well, every now and then I come across a CD in my shelves that just hasn't been played on the radio show. I've been doing this show for about 12, 13 years now. We're up to show number 662, I think it is. And I always put dots beside the songs on the LP or on the CD cover with a Sharpie, so I know that the track's been played on air previously. And every now and then I come across a CD that I haven't played on the show very much, and this is one such CD, and sometimes there's a reason why I haven't played it very much on the show, and sometimes there's no reason why I haven't played it very much on the show. And then I realise that not everybody's tastes are the same as mine, and what I like, you may not like so much, and what you like, I may not like so much. So I'm trying to air everybody on the show who I've got sitting on my shelves. And this is a band called Bluegrass Experience. They're a bunch of good old boys from North Carolina, as near as I can tell. Stan Brown plays banjo, Keith Thomas plays fiddle, Tom Edwards plays guitar, and Snuffy Smith plays the acoustic bass, and Charles Chuck Petty plays mandolin on a couple of tracks. And they just have a good time playing bluegrass and do some really good songs. I'm going to play a couple of songs. First one, You Captured My Dreams. And then the second one is one that I knew from the singing of Jim and Jesse, but it's a Louvin Brothers song called I Wish You Knew. The album's called Experience This, and the band is called the Bluegrass Experience. Let's have a listen.
I wish you knew That's in the pictures in your mind. I'm never all alone. You see me in another's arms, just like I've been with you. But from the way I sleep at night, I wish you knew. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to tell you, how hard I've tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to sleep at night, since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another beat my time.
Experience this. Well, they do a great job, and lots of energy and lots of precision, and sound like they're having a good time playing the music. And I think they're a great band. We might hear them on the, another show at a later date. Listen in, keep listening. You never know what you're going to hear, and that's the truth, isn't it, really? Well, at one of the bluegrass festivals I went to in Australia, they have wonderful bluegrass festivals over there, and I believe it was the Mountain Grass Festival, and I got a CD from Bluestone Junction, which is one of the bands that were playing at the Mountain Grass Festival. Chris Jacobs on guitar, Mike Sinclair Miller on bass, and Pete Fiddler on mandolin and dobro, and Mick Harrison on banjo, and they all sing. And Donal Baylor, fine fiddle player, was playing fiddle for them. And this came out 2017, and I've selected a Hank Williams song, and I hope you enjoy listening to Bluestone Junction with the Lonesome Whistle Blues.
I was riding number 9, headed south from Caroline. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. Got in trouble, had to roam. I left my girl, I left my home. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. Just a kid acting smart, I went and broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know. They took me off the Georgia main, locked me to a ball and chain. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. Sit and cry as that evening train goes by. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. I'll be locked here in this cell until my body's just a shell. My head turns whiter than the snow. I'll never see that girl of mine. I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. never see that girl of mine. I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard that low, 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 some whistle blow. I heard that low, 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 some whistle blow.
Hell, there was Bluegrass Junction, a Bluestone Junction from Australia, and Hank Williams writes some great songs, doesn't he? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I'm enjoying playing some of the gems that are sitting on my shelves at home, and I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music from way down here in New Zealand. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. I realise that lots of you listen at different times of the day while you're doing different activities. People have said that they listen to the show when they go for a walk or go for a ride in the car, or they have it on in the background at work, all sorts of different places that you can hear Back Porch Bluegrass. You might be listening on Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio maybe, or straight from Free FM. There's a whole bunch of different ways that you can access Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm glad that you do and enjoy the show. As well as that, this comes from Free FM 89.0, which is an access radio station in Hamilton, New Zealand, and it's syndicated around the various access radio stations in New Zealand, and you might be listening in Raglan Community Radio, just out by the beach on the western side of Hamilton there, about 30 minutes drive away, beautiful spot. Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. There's a whole bunch of different access stations that play Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. Thanks very much for leaving your radio on when this comes on the air. I'm glad that you enjoy the show. And the access radio stations in Canada, we have a deal where New Zealand and Canada swap some programs. CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia, and as well as that, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Big wave to you. I'm waving a hand to you so you can't see me, which is rather good, but thanks very much for tuning in, and I hope you're enjoying Back Porch Bluegrass. We better get on with the music. Born to Play, the Davidson Brothers. They're doing a song here which I have quite a bit of involvement in. It's a Slim Dusty song, one of his biggest hits, and we recorded it in the early 1970s when we were working in Australia. My wife Colleen and I worked for the Slim Dusty show, and in fact Joy McKean wrote the song Lights on the Hill, and the rhythm of the song came from a sort of Cajun style rhythm that Colleen played on fiddle, and we put the song together around at Slim and Joy's place and got used to it. I was about the seventh guitarist from the left, I think, when we recorded it. Colleen played the fiddle, and I think she overdubbed the harmony fiddles. But when we did it on stage as part of the show, I always played the second guitar rhythm, and Colleen and Joy played the fiddles. And sometimes Alan Rhodes played the fiddle with the Bluegrass Band. He also played a little bit of fiddle and did a harmony part for it. Lights on the Hill became a really big hit for Slim, and he's known for it. It's a great song, and I'm delighted that the Davidson Brothers do a real bluegrass version of Lights on the Hill, and here it is.
It's a long straight road and the engine is deep. I can't help thinking of a good night's sleep, and the long shifting in a dance. Too late to see the post, but I haven't got a ghost. is a part of my mind. I can't believe it's really happened to me. God, I'm over the edge and now the mountain side. No, they'll tell about the night I died. In the rain when the lights on the hill were blind to me. Showing nipple and the lights coming over the hill are a blinding me. There's rain on the road and I can feel the load starting shifting in the veins. Too late I see the post and I haven't got a ghost of a chance. The windscreen wipers are beating in time. The song they sing is a part of my mind. I can't believe it's really happening to me. Tell about the night I died in the rain when the lights on the hill were blinding me. In the veins. Too late, I see the post, but I haven't got a ghost of a chance. The windscreen wipers are beating in time. The song they sing is a part of my mind. I can't believe it's really happened to me. God, I'm over the edge and now the mountainside. I know they'll tell about the night I died in the rain when the lights on the hill were blinding me.
Well, I actually think that Slim's version was more bluegrassy than that. I must play Slim's version on the show because I love the song. It's a great song, and the Davidson Brothers gave it pretty heavy treatment there. It's a very good song. While we're doing songs about driving on the highway, which Lights of the Hill is a classic for, I'll play one from that Larry Sparks album, Almost Home, and it's one called Lines on the Highway, and this is Larry Sparks.
Those lines on the highway take me where I wanna go. Those lines on the highway take me where I wanna go. They're diesel in my bloodline. The highway lines are painted on my soul. When I was a young boy, Daddy let me take the wheel. He said, stay between the lines, son. Remember how the highway feels. That's when I began to see just what it meant to me. The highway may be lonesome, but it's real. Those lines on the highway take me where I want to go. Those lines on the highway take me where I want to go. There's diesel in my bloodline. The highway lines are painted on my soul. Once I had a woman, she refused to understand. She said, how I hate the highway, and I don't wait for any man. Well, I put that rig in gear, left her crying in the mirror. The highway lies like other plans.
the highway, take me where I wanna go. Those lines on the highway, take me where I wanna go. They're diesel in my bloodline, the highway lines are painted on my soul. I just might settle down someday. Might find a little homestead. I'll shut her down and there I'll stay. Then I hear that highway whine. When I see that painted line, I know the road will always be my way. Those lines on the highway take me where I wanna go. Those lines on the highway take me where I wanna go. There's diesel in my bloodline. The highway lines are painted on my soul.
That's a driving song, isn't it? Lines on the highway get Tim where he wants to go. I'm always very thankful for the lines down the middle of the highway and the white line at the side of the road, which is very good. Let you know where the edge of the road is. And when you're driving at night, that's very handy. In the old days, we didn't have the white lines down the side of the road. And the edge of the road was always a little bit dodgy to find sometimes. Well, we're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. I've had a real mixture of songs here, and we're going to finish up with a song from Andy Owens and the Andy Owens Project from the album Kerosene Circuit, Another Lonesome Morning. And thanks very much for tuning in. I hope you can do it again next week. Bye.
Never be alone, but our Lord, He came and called my name. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.